This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد respected brothers and sisters السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. I would like to thank ISNA Canada for giving me this opportunity to share a reminder with you. In relation to our beloved Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his beautiful character traits, his akhlaq, and his traits, I want to focus in the next few minutes on a very important character trait of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is giving advice to others, giving nasiha. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in a famous hadith which is recorded by Imam Muslim in his Sahih and many other authors of hadith, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ad-dinu an-nasiha." Our deen, our religion, is considered to be sound advice. Our deen is nasiha. Ad-deenu an-nasiha, which means that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, religion is sincerity, is nasiha. Now nasiha, the word used in this hadith by the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is a very comprehensive term. It does not only mean advice, it means sincerity, it means willing good for other people. Like the commentators of the hadith mentioned, that the word nasiha refers to all good things that we desire for other people. So amongst those good things, we want good things for others, like we want good things for ourselves. So amongst the things that we want good for others is good things for them in this world and in the hereafter, which is based on giving them sound advice. So giving them sound advice is also a type of goodwill gesture. We're not giving anyone advice because we don't like them, or we want to criticize them, or we hate them, or we dislike them. It's actually helping them, encouraging them, wanting good for them. And this was the beautiful character trait of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said it verbally, ad-deenu an-nasiha. Religion is sincerity, is nasiha. And then the companions actually asked to complete the hadith, قُلْنَا لِمَنْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O Messenger of Allah, towards whom is this religion a nasiha? So the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لِلَّهِ وَلِكِتَابِهِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِأَئِمَّةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَعَامَّتِهِمْ. For Allah. Now that does not mean the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave a list of people for whom religion is nasiha. And at the top of that list, he said, for Allah, for God, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That does not mean that we are advising Allah, a'udhu billah, which means that wanting good for Allah, which means that actually fulfilling the rights of Allah. And for his book, which is the book of Allah, Quran, fulfilling the rights of the Quran and fulfilling the rights of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he said the general believers, fulfilling their rights and giving them counsel and advice and good nasiha. And he said lastly, لِأَئِمَّةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَعَامَّتِهِمْ, general Muslims and the imams of the Muslims, the heads, the rulers of the Muslims and the believers. So the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said this verbally, and this was his character trait as well, that whenever he would see anything wrong, he would give sound advice, give good nasiha. And like in the other hadith, famous hadith, that he said, مَنَ رَأَى مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِهِ. When one of you sees munkaran, evil, then فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِهِ. Let one of you change it with your hand, which means it's an obligation. If someone sees an evil, whether it's an evil statement, a verbal statement which is evil, or a physical action which is evil, or any corruption or anything evil that a person sees, munkar. And the munkar actually refers to something which is clearly an evil, not according to my opinion it's evil or not according to someone else's opinion. The word munkar means like it's strange, it's opposite of ma'ruf. The Quran calls good ma'ruf, ya'muruna bil ma'rufi wa yanhawna 'anil munkar. So munkar here refers to something that's so strange that every Muslim, every believer knows it's an evil. And then also, and these are basically some of the etiquettes of correcting the evil or enjoining the good and forbidding the evil, in accordance with this statement of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his personal practice. Man ra'a, if you happen to see, does not mean that you go and seek. You don't have to go and investigate. I don't have to go and investigate. It's not our responsibility to go and investigate who is doing what evil in which place, in which house, in which streets, and whatever in their private spaces. If you happen to see an evil which is clearly strange evil, known to everyone to be bad and evil, then your first stage is that فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِهِ. You try to change that with your hands. And then if you're not able to change that with your hands, then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, فَبِلِسَانِ. Verbally, try to change it. Try to prevent that evil taking place. Give sound nasiha, advice to the person, that they may stop doing it. And if you can't even do that, because sometimes you don't have the capability, because of the consequences, you are not able to change that evil, neither even verbally, you can't say something, then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the final level is فَبِقَلْبِهِ. Then at least in your heart, consider that action or that statement, that occurrence to be evil. Think bad of it in your heart. وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. And that's the lowest level of Iman. From these three stages, this is the lowest level. So it's an obligation upon every Muslim. And this was the character trait of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the companions radiallahu anhum, that they would change an evil, or they would give counsel, they would give nasiha, they would encourage, not just change an evil, but even to do, encourage to do good, encourage people to pray, encourage people to give in charity, encourage people to have good character. Whenever they saw an opportunity to encourage, to counsel, to give sound advice, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his companions, and the early Muslim scholars and the great scholars of today as well, they always never let this opportunity pass by without giving advice. However, they always implemented the basic etiquettes given by the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The da'wah, the counsel, was based on the prophetic way of counseling. The da'wah of prophetic way, not just our Messenger, peace and blessings be upon him, who was full of rahmah and compassion. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. Allah says that you were gentle to the people around you. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. O Messenger, if you were harsh and if you were very فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ, very harsh-hearted, very aggressive, لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ, they would have left you and gone away from you. But it was your gentleness and your compassion. The Quran says, "Udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikma wal maw'idati al hasana." Invite towards your Lord with wisdom and with good, beautiful, beautiful preaching. Wal maw'idati al hasana. And there are many other verses in the Quran. So when we are counseling, when we are advising, when we are encouraging, giving sound nasiha advice to whomever it may be, it must be done in the spirit of the prophetic manner of da'wah. Not just the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but all the prophets before him. Musa, Isa, Jesus, Moses, and all the prophets, peace be upon them all. I will end with this one statement, which is the statement of one of the great scholars of the subcontinent, the teacher of many of our teachers. He was considered to be the Grand Mufti of Pakistan, Sheikh Mufti Muhammad Shafi' rahimahullah ta'ala. May Allah have mercy on him, the author of the famous commentary, the exegesis on the Quran, Ma'arif al-Quran, in Urdu and translated it into English. He would normally say that, look, in the Quran, Allah says, when he speaks to Musa, Moses, peace be upon him, and his brother Harun, peace be upon him, when he speaks to them, Allah tells them to go and give counsel to Pharaoh. Pharaoh, someone who considered himself to be God. He used to say, Ana Rabbukum al-A'la, I am your Lord, the greatest Lord. And we all know Pharaoh. But when Allah commanded Moses and Harun to go and speak to Fir'aun, he said to them, فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا. When you go to give advice and nasiha, both of you speak gently to Pharaoh. This is the prophet of Allah, two prophets of Allah being commanded to speak gently to one of the greatest enemies of Allah, who is Pharaoh. So Sheikh Mufti Muhammad Shafi'a rahimahullah used to say that whenever we are talking to someone or giving advice to anyone, you or me, we will not be better than we will not be better than Musa and Harun, peace be upon them. And the one whom we are giving advice and counsel to will not be worse off than Fir'aun, Pharaoh. Yet when Allah told Musa and Harun to speak gently to Pharaoh, then of course we from a greater extent should be speaking gently, calmly to whoever we are giving counsel and advice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to practice on the teachings of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, adopt his character traits, and give us guidance to give good advice and counsel to people around us. Jazakumullahu khair. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.